Wake Up Call on 1300 WTLS, 106.5 FM, 1300WTLS.com, and the TuneIn and Simple Radio apps. Glad you're with us here on this Monday. And Dr. Karen Landers is with us here from the Alabama Department of Public Health. Good morning, Dr. Landers. Appreciate you being with us today.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Tell us a little bit about yourself in your role with ADPH, first off.
Well, of course, I work for the State Health Department. I'm a board-certified pediatrician. I have an interest in emerging infectious diseases and infection control, and I actually have been with the department. I'm in my 39th year, and again, a career-long interest in vaccine-preventable diseases as well as emerging infectious diseases, tuberculosis control, and those sorts of issues, which really have sort of led me to where we are today.
Well, I'm sure in all those years you've seen a lot, but nothing like this, obviously. Tell us about, where we are today. And I'm curious because the numbers are really high. We check the ADPH data very regularly. Is this potentially still going to rise? Are we going to still, the numbers going to continue to go up, or is the worst behind us, you think?
Well, I think it's still unpredictable in a winter season, again, a respiratory season that we're in right now. And we do know that overall our numbers remain high. Our percent positivity did decline last week overall to about 13.9%. But again, when you're looking at COVID, you want the percent positivity to be less than 5%. So obviously that is still far, far too high. And again, just looking at our hospitalizations, and they're hovering, in the 2,700 plus cases statewide. Again, we still have a very long season ahead of us with this. And until we have widespread vaccine coverage, which will be spring or summer at the earliest that we really start to work in that population, we're going to have a lot of COVID-19.
Yeah, I did talk with someone in the medical profession just the other day who said at least the flu's down, and I think probably the masks and social distancing have helped in that aspect, if there's a positive that's come from this. But I want to mention this. The CDC just saw their chairman or spokesperson reported that they really don't know how many of these vaccines are going to be available. There's just not a lot of information out there right now. What can you tell us about the folks in this state and what you know right now?
Well, currently there are two vaccines that have received what's called emergency use authorization, which means they have been approved for use by the FDA, again, under emergency use. And we know that both of these vaccines are what's called mRNA vaccines, which basically, if you will, is a messenger of genetic material that is encapsulated in a small lipid particle and then used as the vaccine. And this little messenger basically tells the cells to produce a harmless protein, if you will, that is a way to fight off the COVID-19 virus. Now, again, the effectiveness of both of these vaccines, if they are given as a two-dose series, is probably about 90 or so percent. But keep in mind that, first of all, they have to be two-dose this series of vaccine. They are not interchangeable products. And in addition to that, right now we really just do not have enough vaccine to vaccinate as widely as we want to in the state of Alabama. Currently we are vaccinating persons who are healthcare workers, first responders, firefighters, police officers, and also persons 75 years of age and above. And all of this is based on the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, which is a group that advises the CDC about vaccine policy.
Yeah, you used a term unpredictable. All of this really is at this stage still. Do you have any idea, though, or a projection on when we'll have enough vaccines for everybody that wants a vaccine to get that?
Well, at this point in time, just keep in mind that in the state of Alabama, as of the end of last week, we had given over 223,000 vaccines. And I know that we have received a lot of criticism from the national level as far as the numbers of vaccines that we have given. But keep in mind, that is a trajectory every week up to above 223,000 doses. Currently, we have not lost a dose of vaccine in the state of Alabama every dose that has, every vial that has been unthawed has been used. I do expect that until we have an additional product approved, and again, there potentially could be a product approved sometime in middle or late February, that we will continue to have to vaccinate in groups and phases. And I really don't see any progress in the amount of vaccine that we have until we have an additional product and later on into the spring or summer to vaccinate more widely.
Yeah, you mentioned some criticism there because some are choosing not to get the vaccine even though they can. If we do not have the type of turnout, if it's a low turnout of people just in this state of Alabama that don't get this, what does that mean for the battle versus this virus?
Well, currently, I believe that we really have a mixed reason for persons not taking vaccine. I think part of it is no one wants to be the first. I think people want to see how other people do.
Yeah.
And then because the product is a relatively new product, there's always a concern about wanting to ensure that the safety is there. But let me say that this product did go through, both these products went through clinical trials, and these products were approved under the same process that is used in terms of approval of other vaccines. This was reviewed by the individual panel for the FDA, and then recommendations were made to the FDA. And so, again, the studies were done in broad groups. Of course, the studies for the approval of these vaccines, one was age 16 and above. The other was age 18 and above. So, again, still not approved for children. But at the same time, went through a fairly rigorous process, and there's ongoing vaccine safety monitoring. And I think that's another thing that people need to be aware of is ongoing safety monitoring. But I think more importantly, to remind that certainly we want to vaccinate every person who wants to be vaccinated, but when we have a limited amount of vaccine, which we do, and given a two-dose series, which is required, this is how the product was approved, it's going to take a while to be able to vaccinate everyone who wants to be vaccinated and needs to be vaccinated.
On that level, too, with vaccinations, there are all kinds. Of course, there's the flu vaccines that come out every year, and people get those every year. There's some types of vaccinations that people get over a period of several years, sometimes just once in their lifetime, maybe. But do you have any idea with something like this vaccine that people are taking now when they would have to have another vaccine to make sure they're protected?
That is still to be determined. Some general information indicates that these vaccines, potentially could be effective for at least 6 months to a year. Now, that doesn't sound like a very long time. But when we look at it as potentially being a vaccine that may need to be repeated, almost like a flu vaccine needs to be repeated, again, I think we still need more scientific data on that. But what we do know is that the vaccine, at least at this time, appears to have a high level of effectiveness with two doses and also appears to be very safe. And I think those are very important factors when we are battling this pandemic.
And we've heard of these other strains of coronavirus. Even though those are out there, the vaccines are working versus all types, right?
At this point in time, again, looking at the science on this, it appears that the new strains that are being seen are not going to change our vaccine strategy. Now, the challenge is that some of these strains, and particularly one of the strains, has several mutations in the area of what's called the spike protein. And that is really the protein that has been, I guess we might say, the troublesome part of this virus in terms of infecting cells and causing disease. One thing I want to mention is as we see more of the mutations, and viruses mutate, but these particular strains seem to have a lot of mutations, I want to remind people that we really need to absolutely double down on our efforts in terms of social distancing, respiratory hygiene, good hand washing, good hand sanitizing, and the use of a mask. It is just absolutely so important as we are coming into this phase where we do have vaccine and we are able to vaccinate, we need to reduce the risk of people getting COVID-19 as much as we possibly can by using those mitigation standards.
We're talking with Dr. Karen Landers from the Alabama Department of Public Health. Coronavirus, we hear, you know, and I want your opinion on it, is here to stay. Do you think we're always going to deal with this as long as we're around, or is it potentially something that could be eradicated?
Well, I do think that vaccine will be the way that we control this virus, but I expect that, like, you know, some other viruses, that it's certainly going to be around, it's certainly going to be there, and we will need to continue a vaccine strategy in order to control this virus in the population.
I wonder, too, I've seen this, and I guess this is all projected and estimated, but some have said, well, this will be, someday it'll be just like the common cold. I would take that right now, considering how serious it is. What do you think of that statement?
Well, really, at this point in time, I would be very cautious about this particular virus. I mean, I know that there's been a lot of discussion about the range of severity of the disease, and certainly in certain age groups. But when we consider the not only death toll of this virus, and certainly persons that are younger can die from this, as well as persons with comorbid conditions and younger, you know, I would be very cautious about this virus becoming, again, not one that we really have that much concern about. I believe it's going to still be a very severe virus. And as we know, it's, you know, probably about 10 times more contagious than influenza, and maybe even 10 times or so as deadly. So I think any virus that can cause the havoc that this one has caused certainly deserves a high level of respect and caution.
It's certainly deadly. It's so unfortunate what we've seen, and I think we were getting the warnings, but now we're seeing it firsthand. I know we are in our community here. It's eye-opening, and I guess that's something that maybe will aid in people getting this vaccine. How would you, send your message to those who are questioning whether they should get the vaccine or not?
Well, certainly, you know, as a physician myself, and a physician of many years, I would say that the only way we're ever going to return to some semblance of normal will be for us to have widespread immunity to this virus, which really can only be achieved with vaccine. And also to remind people that not only do we do this for ourselves in terms of protecting our own health, but do it for our community. Again, this virus has been particularly deadly in our senior citizen population. I'm a senior citizen myself, but also in populations of people who have underlying conditions. And a lot of people might not think about obesity as an underlying condition, or well-controlled diabetes as an underlying condition. But again, these particular illnesses, which we do see more of in Alabama, can certainly sustain much, much worse outcomes with COVID-19. So I think it's extremely important for us to be aware that the only way we will get to perhaps a new normal, but nevertheless a normal, and also be able to protect our friends and loved ones as well as ourselves, is to have the high level of immunity that only a vaccine can provide.
We are certainly thankful for what you're doing, the Department of Public Health, and appreciate your time this morning. Dr. Landers, thank you for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for inviting me.
Anytime. We appreciate it again. Dr. Karen Landers, Alabama Department of Public Health, talking about the coronavirus, the vaccine, and a lot of good information there. If you missed any part of it, you can hear the replay tonight right here on WTLS. More coming up as we continue on the Wake Up Call.